Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District held a Board of Education meeting Monday night. Heather Marin, a representative with Alaska Communications, presented the Alaska Communications Youth Hero Award to Miss Selena Payment, who attends River City Academy. The 16-year-old initiated a program in her hometown of Soldotna to provide personal hygiene kits to those in transition of experiencing homelessness. She also is raising a puppy in a 16-month service dog training program. Payment spoke with KSRM back in August, explaining the program.
The main things I did were I made and sent out hygiene kits for the homeless and in transition, and I'm also raising a volunteer service puppy. They include soap, toothbrushes, flossers, Q-tips, all of the hygiene, basic hygiene supplies that someone would need and that they might not have access to if they were homeless or in transition, and I distribute those at the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank and the Kenai Methodist Church.
Payment speaks on the reasoning behind wanting to create the program.
There are several needs in our community that are being met or aren't being met, and many of those are housing or food, and I realized there was a lack of support around hygiene, and so I decided that it's something that I would like to take on, and I would like to help meet those needs by making hygiene kits and distributing them for those that are needed.
In talking about the dog service training program, Payment spoke on its most important aspect.
Is socializing them to places that they might go when they're older, such as stores and businesses and the post office and things such as airplanes and public transportation, which we don't have here, so it's also our job to go somewhere such as Anchorage and ride the buses and take him on a plane and places that he will go when he's older.
Alaska Communications selected Payment as a summer hero, an outstanding youth who are making a difference in the local community. Payment received a $1,500 scholarship and recognition here locally. Full details, RadioKenai.com. On Monday night, DOT crews were able to open up the Sterling Highway near Mile Point 50 in Cooper Landing to two lanes. The guardrail also was replaced as it was swept downhill during the landslide Saturday night. Long delays are expected. Shannon McCarthy with the DOT provided an update.
We have a really similar schedule that we had yesterday. We have to get our maintenance workers in there and continue to shore up the road. So we are closing it down for an hour at a time and then keeping it open for an hour at a time. Yesterday, it was really difficult for them to try to keep that even odd hour schedule, which is something I talked about that with them. They're not going to do that because they got so far off of schedule. It wasn't really that helpful to the public. So they're going to keep it open for an hour, do northbound, then southbound, and then they'll close it, do their work, and get back off the road. They will try to keep those closures as short as possible, but we're warning people that you could be waiting an hour.
McCarthy also says the rainy weather hasn't helped in the cleanup of the roadway.
It really hasn't helped. That the soil, the whole reason why it's sloughed off was because the soil became, a heavy wet saturated, and it is not helping. And so we're still having this sloughing going on and having to clear it. Yes, it's not great for work conditions, and it's certainly not good to get the area stabilized.
As a result of the road being closed for an hour at a time, expect prolonged delays. Full details, log on to our website at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.